This is Arkies in the Beltway, a look at national politics and the Arkansans influencing the discussions. I'm Alex Thomas, Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, reporting from the nation's capital. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of April 28, 2024. After months of inaction and talk on Capitol Hill, federal lawmakers have finally approved an international security package. President Joe Biden signed the $95.3 billion in assistance last Wednesday, providing weapons to Ukraine, replenishing Israel's weapon systems, and countering China's influence in the Indo-Pacific. The package also includes humanitarian aid for people living in Gaza and other areas affected by armed conflict. The House of Representatives approved the spending first on April 20th, followed by the Senate 3 days later. Representative Frenchel of Little Rock, speaking on the House floor for the package, saying the United States has a moral responsibility to support its allies.
In 2 years, we'll celebrate the 250th anniversary of this country, this freedom, this democracy, which would not have happened without money from the Netherlands, money from France, guns from France, a navy from France. Allies stood at the side of the birth of this nation. The birth of freedom was born here. So today we come to this House floor to see that freedom is fought for here in this House.
The House approved the package with votes on four bills. Representative Rick Crawford of Jonesboro was the only Arkansas member not to unanimously support all four measures. He opposed the Ukraine supplemental bill, citing concerns with non-military aid in that measure. In Congress's upper chamber, Senators John Bozeman and Tom Cotton backed the package. Bozeman of Rogers noting how it will benefit munitions manufacturing in Arkansas, and the Ukraine supplemental bill alone, around $23 billion, will go toward replenishing American weapons supplies.
Camden is one of the leading makers of the munitions that we desperately need. Ukraine is using a lot of those. Israel's using a lot of those. And it turns out that even before these wars started, looking at our stockpiles, we were low to begin with.
The package also includes language addressing other international security matters. The Chinese parent company of TikTok has 9 months to sell the social media platform or risk a nationwide ban. There is an option for a three-month extension. Khan of Little Rock has been one of Congress's most vocal critics of TikTok, worried Chinese officials could access the data of American TikTok users.
I know there are many companies and many investor groups here in America who would eagerly line up to pay a lot of money for TikTok. That doesn't mean it's going to be a perfect app if it's owned by an American company. Social media companies here in America present challenges as well that I've introduced other legislation to address. But it's a unique challenge when a social media company like TikTok is owned by a foreign adversary like the Chinese Communist Party.
The package also includes two efforts led by Representative Hill addressing the illicit trade of Captagon involving Syrian leaders and information regarding the finances of Iran's leadership. There is, however, no language on border security. The Republican-led House and Democrat-controlled Senate are unlikely to agree on terms addressing lawmakers' shared concerns regarding the U.S.-Mexico border. House Republicans approved a bill last year with stricter standards for granting asylum and parole. The Senate rejected a bipartisan proposal from colleagues in their own chamber back in February. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee wants answers regarding the March raid at Brian Malinowski's Little Rock home. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan sent a letter last Monday to the director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Jordan wanting answers regarding the agency's practices, as well as information regarding the raid. Malinowski was shot at least once in the head during the March 19th operation. He died 2 days later. A federal affidavit related to the search warrant states Malinowski, the executive director of Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport in Little Rock, had purchased more than 150 firearms and resold guns without a license. Jordan's interest in the matter stems from a request from Representative Hill to review the case. Two Arkansas House members will have parts in the future rebuild of the Francis Scott Key Bridge near Baltimore. Representative Crawford and Representative Steve Womack of Rogers are among the lawmakers whose committee work will involve the response to the March 26 disaster, during which the cargo ship Dolly struck the 1.6-mile structure. Crawford serves on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. He traveled to the bridge site with colleagues back on April 19th.
You can see the stuff on TV. There's just no way to really fully appreciate, I guess, the enormity of this deal until you actually get out there and see it right up close. It's just spectacular.
A response team has been working on clearing channels, allowing recreational vessels and small commercial ships to travel through the port of Baltimore. Maryland and federal agencies will face questions in the future about how to rebuild the bridge. The bridge and surrounding portions are considered a segment of Maryland State Highway, meaning the current federal share of the future project is 80% of the cost. Maryland's congressional delegation wants the federal government to cover the project in full. Womack is the new chairman of the House Appropriations Subcommittee, overseeing issues involving transportation, housing, and urban development. He met with Maryland Governor Wes Moore on Capitol Hill to discuss the response efforts. The congressman says regardless of the final share, the federal government needs to help Maryland out.
So many of these large projects just can't be done by a state or by a local community. They have to have a federal partner, and that's what we do. That's how we operate up here.
President Biden has said he intends for the federal government to cover the entire cost of the project. Crawford calls that promise premature. And Arkansan is taking a new role on the presidential campaign trail. Adrian Elrod is joining President Biden's reelection effort as a senior advisor and spokesperson. The Siloam Springs native has political experience ranging from being part of the Clinton White House to working for members of the U.S. House of Representatives, including Arkansas Democrat Mike Ross. Elrod worked on Hillary Clinton's 2008 and 2016 campaigns. 4 years ago, she oversaw the surrogates program for Biden's successful White House bid, which involved getting celebrities and others to stump on then-candidate Biden's behalf. Arkansans continuing to remember the life and impact of David Pryor. The former governor and U.S. senator died on April 20th at the age of 89 of natural causes. Pryor's body laid in state at the Arkansas Capitol building last Friday. Senator Bozeman recalls Pryor being one of the first people who helped him when Bozeman entered the House of Representatives in November 2001.
I was the only Republican in the Arkansas delegation, and yet he was just a true Southern gentleman. And I believe then, up until the time of his passing, that if I'd had a question or needed something, some help in some way that he was able to do, that he would have provided that.
Representative Bruce Westerman of Hot Springs sharing a photo online of his time as an intern under Pryor, saying the investments Pryor made in Westerman and other Arkansans have been instrumental in the natural state's growth. President Biden expressing his condolences, saying if there is one word that defined David Pryor, it is integrity. The president and Pryor were colleagues in the Senate for 18 years. And that'll do it for this edition of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of April 28th, 2024. You can stay up to date with all news involving Arkansas at arkansasonline.com. You can get in touch with me on social media. My handle is at Alex House Thomas. Special thanks to the team down in Little Rock. I'm Alex Thomas, and this has been Arkies in the Beltway. Thanks for listening.